TikTok, time marching on, and what have you managed to get done today? Sue Schellenbarger is the work and family columnist for the Wall Street Journal. We're going to talk about the iPhone app that's making that TikTok sound. And she got so much response to a column on the time crunch that she went looking for a time management system that would work for her. She tried three of them out for a week each and can share her findings with us now. Make it stop. Hi, Sue. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you very much. Nice to be with you, Brian.
So which three systems did you test?
Well, I tested Getting Things Done by David Allen, affectionately known by its fans as GTD. I tested a new method out of Italy called the Pomodoro Technique, named after a ticking tomato timer that you use while applying it. And I tested the Franklin Covey Focus system, which is an older system but also has much to recommend it.
So let's talk about each of them, and listeners, we'll open the phones. Do you have a time management system that works for you? 212-433-WNYC. Do you have a time management system that didn't work for you? 212-433-9692 for Sue Schellenbarger from the Journal, 212-433-9692. All right, so you went to David Allen's Getting Things Done, GTD. We've actually had him on the show to talk about label makers, which are a hot time-saving item in his world. Did you use a label maker during your week?
Well, I did, to create project files for all those items that were rolling around in my head. David Allen helped me get into my system so my head would be clear to think big thoughts. And that's his goal. He says he created this time management system so his head would be clear and he could enjoy life more.
That's the basic premise.
Right?
How well did it work?
Well, it actually did work. I was surprised by this. It's very complex to begin with. You kind of have to have a high tolerance for messiness at the beginning, but you write down everything you're thinking of that's bothering you and nagging at you, and then you organize it into a system of next actions, calendar items, project files, and then you keep updating that system. So no matter how crazy life gets, you can go back to your next actions list and figure out exactly what you need to do to keep your life moving forward in the way you want it. I did force myself to do this, and I did find at the end of the week that I was more satisfied with what I had gotten done. It does take a big investment of upfront effort, but GTD fans will swear by this. They say it takes a little time, like a new sport, to get used to it, but if you can master it, it will help you, especially if you're in a complex managerial or consulting job with a lot of people tugging at you every day.
Next, you tried the Pomodoro technique. And there is a picture of a tomato kitchen timer in your column. Pomodoro is Italian for tomato. And that's the iPomodoro iPhone app ticking right now.
Many people use an online timer for that. This was developed by an Italian software design executive when he was a student in college. Trying to get himself to concentrate, he grabbed the nearest kitchen timer, happened to be shaped like a Pomodoro, and he developed this technique based on some fairly sophisticated understandings of how the mind works to get you to concentrate in short bursts, take a break, concentrate in another short burst. I found this did help me to be more responsible for how I manage my time, to anticipate better how long things would take, and to stop interrupting myself. One of the funniest things, Brian, was I found out that I interrupt myself maybe 8 or 10 times in an average 25-minute time span, which is what the Pomodoro technique is based upon. And I wanted to jump up and do everything from, you know, go check my tire on my car, to, you know, get a snack, to check my email. I was my own worst enemy. This was a very helpful technique.
Huh. So does that discourage you from multitasking? We know that there's no such thing really as multitasking. You can't actually do two things at the same time, so it's really switch tasking, as we have two windows up on our computer or more, or going back and forth from anything to anything over a period of time. Does Pomodoro encourage you to not try to multitask or switch task like that?
Yes, it encourages you at least for set time spans to stop multitasking and maximize the efficiency of your brain, and it really does work in this way. And indeed, many of these habits are these systems, including the blog Zen Habits, which is another popular approach, really get you to focus on one thing at a time. So it's kind of an antidote to our too busy times.
It's interesting that that's from Italy, right? Because our stereotype of Italians is they don't need time management problems. They don't need time management systems. They just move slower.
Well, it was quite pleasant, actually, corresponding with the inventor, Francesco Cirillo, who gives away his guide for free and says he's very happy if anyone can gain enjoyment from it.
Right. So, and that's not to, but before we get the complaints about racial slurs, that was not about Italians as people. That was about Italy. So, to be clear. 212-433-WNYC. If you have a time management system that you want to shout out, 212-433-9692 for Sue Schellenbarger, work and family columnist for The Wall Street Journal. And Suzanne in Bay Ridge has one. Suzanne, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Dr. Suzanne Stambly, and I do mind-body medicine. And I found that the level of satisfaction that one has in life is directly correlated to their ability to have time management. Being able to have things that we enjoy pass slower and have the ones that aren't so pleasurable pass faster.
So do you have a system?
Just taking a couple of moments in the morning and being able to visualize yourself in a comfortable place, either a beach or an office where you have files, and being able to see yourself run your day. Just take the time to see how you want to feel throughout the day, as opposed to logging yourself down with so many appointments or so many things hurriedly. And the mind will set the destination of comfort throughout the time.
Suzanne, if only it were so simple. But, Sue, is there an element of that? I mean, that may sound too alternative-y, new-agey, touchy-feely for a lot of these real corporate time management systems. But, maybe to some degree the answer is just saying no.
Absolutely. What Suzanne hits upon is a core element of most of these systems. It is you have to invest time in order to enjoy your time more. Take time apart and think about what you want your life to really be. The Franklin Covey system has you focus on goals and roles. The GTD system has you think about what long-term goals you have. And what Suzanne does helps you imagine how you want to enjoy your life. All of these things take time, and I think up front, the user has to decide, I need a change. And that's a core element across all of these systems.
And so of the three that you tried, each for a week, we talked about getting things done. We talked about Pomodoro. The other is Franklin Covey's focus. These are the seven habits of highly effective people?
The co-founder of this system was the writer of, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, and also the Franklin Planner. They merged in the 90s, and this is the combined product. This system really, again, has you set aside time every week, focus on your true values, the important roles in your life, and then block out time on your planner ahead so that you get that done. And a classic example would be time for your spouse without your laptop in your lap. Another example would be listening to your teenager, things that don't come up on a to-do list but are really important to you in the long term. So that's a real strength of the system, is getting you to think long term in terms of what you truly value.
And they call that values management as well. Which gets to the not talking to your teenager with your laptop in your lap at every minute and things like that. Donna in Morris Plains, you're on WNYC. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Brian. I love your show.
Thank you.
It sounds like a lot of you guys are talking about what can help corporate people and people in business, and I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have a part-time job. I have two young kids, and I think the number one thing I try not to do is procrastinate, but I'm wondering which of these systems they would recommend for someone like me.
You know, Donna, I think that either the GTD or the focus method could work quite well for you, and both of those systems have materials available on the website. GTD you can buy in book form. They don't discriminate between work and home and personal tasks. It is all of us have personal and work projects flying around in our mind, as I'm sure you do every morning, and probably more so than most, because your life is really complex.
Oh, and imagine the CEOs looking down their noses at Donna right now saying, stay-at-home mom needs time management.
They have no idea, do they, Donna?
That's okay. They can look down their noses at me. I don't mind.
But the complexity you face is essentially the same as the complexity a manager faces, except that, you know, you have maybe more diverse demands on your time. So I think these can really be helpful. I found, for example, with a GTD system, I was getting more done in my family life by the end of the week. It can really be helpful in that realm, too.
And so, Shauna in Windsor Terrace, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Ryan, thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you, I wanted to make this point. I'm another stay-at-home mom / part-time teacher and teacher of teachers, and I deal with these issues with both students and in my work with teachers all the time about how to get the most out of their time.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I really appreciate in this conversation is the idea that your values always play a role in how you use your time. So I'm really glad to hear that said. The thing I wanted to talk about in terms of my own time management was sort of a simplified version of thinking about what's important during the course of the week and planning a little bit ahead of time, because I find that one of the things that takes a lot of time is making choices. And just on the issue of feeding my family every week, if I sit down on Sunday and think about what we're going to eat every night of the week, then when I find that I have little bits of time between, dropping my kids off and picking them up or heading to tutor or getting the oil changed in the car, I only have a few minutes. If I have to decide what we're going to eat and go shopping for ingredients, that's
right.
A whole other process than just following through. If I know I have to make granola, I've got a half an hour. I can just do it and get on with my day.
And plan the week's meals on Sundays. And we've just got a minute left, Sue. I don't know if you want to reflect on that very briefly, but bottom line, of these three that you tried, do you think they are appropriate for different kinds of people?
The Pomodoro technique, certainly for independent contributors and people who are easily distracted. For Shoshana, I think the GTD system talks about decision management, making decisions when you actually have the time and then just reducing everything else to the next step, picking up the nuts for the granola, for example. The focus system, excellent for people who like deathbed thinking. How do I want people to remember me as they talk about me at my funeral? I was a better person when I practiced that for a week. To each his own, and I think it's very important to try out different approaches.
You managed your time very well on that answer, because you got it in before the next show starts. So Sue Schellenberger, working family columnist for the Wall Street Journal. She had a lot of reaction to her piece on trying out three different time management systems. Thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate it.
It was a lot of fun, Brian.
And I guess if it's Thursday, it must be eggplant if you're in Shoshana's house, right? Talk to you again.
Great. Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.